to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This with Celia Behar and myself, Jody Sweetin. Yeah. Excuse me, I lost my voice a little bit there.
Maybe because we have done a lot of...
I've been screaming into the void a lot, so that could be it.
By the time this episode airs...
it's a weird little time. Yeah, it's a weird little time capsule. I don't want to focus on it because people be like, oh my God, can we just talk about something else besides the craziness that's going on? But we have a moment right now. This is the moment before.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're recording this the day before the election.
Yeah.
And so we don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I know we've both had a lot of anxiety. I'm sitting here with a...
I've had none. What are you talking about?
I mean, like, literally, this is my snack as I talk to you, is a cannabis gummy that I've just been munching on.
Just taking little nibbles of.
I do want to say it's, you know, I don't think it's my never thought I'd, because I'm not surprised by it at all, but I do want to say to you, Jody, that I'm so unbelievably proud of you and all the, your activism work that you've done. You've been so fucking brave and vocal, and one of the very few celebrities with the platform that you have to actually take any sort of stand. And the fact that you got as much hate as you did, and that you got me, you know, you've got me out there, and I feel like I've been an activist for a long time, but you actually got me to take it up a notch and get outside myself. And I love you, and I literally could not be more proud of you. So I just want to say that whatever happens in this election, Jesus fucking Christ, you went to the mat for everybody. And I hope that we get the result that we want. Not that our work will be over, even if
if we got it. But I keep reminding people, I'm like, the work is not over.
Oh yeah.
No, I will still be out there. The work is still going, but that means a lot. And I want to say anybody that's listening that sent words of encouragement and stuff like that, I read them, and it means a lot, because I am very vocal. I have a stance. I have an opinion. I am not a quiet, demure little wallflower of a lady. And I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that.
Well, you also made a point to put people's lives and people's rights before your persona. And
at the end of the day, I won't care how many followers I had, but I will care if I stood up for what I believed in. So, but anyway, no, I appreciate that. And thank you. And, it means a lot. And I love it. I don't love that we have to do it, but I've always felt a calling to be out there and be vocal and be present in everything that's going on. So anyway, I do appreciate it. And I appreciate you going out there with me and engaging in civil disobedience with me.
Anytime.
A little bit of good trouble.
Yeah.
But aside from all that.
Yeah.
It was fucking Halloween this weekend.
I know. I know. I mean, that
wasn't right. You know what I mean? No, it wasn't though. Actually, my kids had a really good time. One of them was with your kids. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then Zoe was off. She went with a friend of hers. I have to tell you, her costume was amazing.
I didn't see her costume, I don't think.
Because I was not allowed to take pictures of it. She did not go to her friend's house in the costume because it was an inflatable, like, blue sumo suit thing. With like a full blue head cover. Blue glove.
Why aren't you allowed to get pictures?
I have pictures of it. She won't let me post them.
Oh my God. Can you at least text me one? I never saw
it. I will text you one. I didn't get them on Halloween. I got them like before, which is running around the house. All because, right. You know, she's at the age now where it's like, I will participate, but don't fucking take my picture.
Okay.
Do not show anyone that I actually am having fun, whatever. So
I just have to make sure that Harper has to approve all pictures before I post.
I do. Yeah. There's definitely photo approval, she was like, I'm not going to take a picture. But B was a half angel, half devil.
I know. I saw they were
along with her friends, Lily, who was an angel, and Lulu
was a devil.
Yes. So that was their little triplet costume. And yes, these are kids that they have played with before that are in the pod.
In the pod.
Like the couple little friends that they hang out with. We also did some pumpkin carving that I haven't done in a really long time.
I saw you had a pumpkin that looked like it had some sort of syphilis or herpes.
That was what we called the chlamydia pumpkin.
Right.
That was Brooke's. Yeah. My friend Brooke, who also has been tested because he was coming down here to meet with clients to sell a house.
Very nice.
My friend Emma, who gets tested every day because she works in the industry. I just like people to know, like, I'm hanging out with people and getting tested and safe. Right. Anyway, they had come over and we did an outdoor socially distanced pumpkin carving. And so that was very fun. And I hadn't done it in a couple years. It had been a while since I'd carved a pumpkin.
It's fun.
I actually am really, really glad we did it. And it was nice because the girls kind of each got their own individual time to do it. Zoe had soccer practice in the morning and then we all got to hang out that afternoon. And by that time, Bea had gone to her party. So, you know, everybody got their own pumpkin time to not hear the other one being like, that's stupid. That's dumb. Why you doing that? That is such an ugly pumpkin.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, my children, now my impression of my children is now basically South Park characters. It's Cartman, all, basically.
I just talk to my children when I get frustrated with them. I just talk to them like Cartman. Like, that's what I go to that where I just go, yeah. Yeah. I just do that. And then they like start laughing. I have a little bit of a never thought I'd say this.
But real quick, yes? I watched the South Park pandemic
special. Yes, you did it. Come on.
First of all,
the funniest goddamn thing.
Fucking hilarious. I love South Park. It's totally inappropriate. It's,
I let my children
crosses every boundary. It's hilarious.
So fucking
I watched it with Mescal, and there were definitely a couple times where we had a moment like Dustin where we watched it, and he was just like, Celia, watch this with the kids? I was like, I mean, yeah. I was like, I'd watch it with Zoe, but the part where Mickey Mouse was fucking hot.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse was fucking the bat on like a bender in some foreign country with what's his name? I mean, it was just.
It was bad. I know. It wasn't a really good parenting choice. I will say this.
It's okay. But you know what though? It was hilarious. Hilarious.
And I, you know, again, like it led to conversations that at least she's going to talk to Lulu is going to talk to me about, you know, like there was
about not having sex with bats.
With that, yes. Or panda. What was the other one?
Pangolins.
Yeah. The pangolins.
Which are fucking rad, by the way. I love pangolins.
So cool. Yeah. I know that was, Dustin wasn't really worried about Harper. It was like constantly, he'd be like,
What,
you watched this with Lou? And I was like, okay, you have to stop. I honestly kept moving farther and farther away on the couch.
When you're like, that's not.
I had an ever on Halloween that I thought was kind of interesting because it sort of spoke to just things I like never really considered, like I was gonna have to, you know, talk about. I mean, of course you have to talk about these things with your kids, but so Harper ordered her costume on Amazon because she technically it was you know, her dad's year with them, but because there was no real Halloween, that's why, you know, it was she was at the her friend's. But she ordered a costume and she came in and she, you know, and she showed me what she ordered. She had it on. She was going as the blue moon and her friend was going as the sun. And like she walked in it and it was a very fitted backless dress. And I said,
what are you doing?
Like, well, I mean, I honestly, the first thing I said was, did your dad see that? And you know,
and I always hate saying that because then I'm like, no, fuck that.
Right. You know. I said, so, and that was the line I was like trying to cross, you know, or not cross, like deal with. And, but then she was like, do you think I could borrow a pair of your fishnets? So my never thought I'd was, no, my 14-year-old daughter, you cannot borrow a pair of my fishnets. Like, I was like, what the? And which also made me realize that, you know, I mean, I don't care if she's wearing them under like shorts or jeans or whatever, but like in that dress, in that was like a whole thing.
It was a whole, right.
Yeah. And then she said, oh yeah, you know, a friend of mine had on a pair and had pulled them up over her belly button. And her dad said that she looked slutty. And I don't understand why you guys have to sexualize everything. That's not, you know, that's not
right. Fair.
And I said, listen, we're not sexualizing it. It's already sexualized. I said, my issue with that is, first of all, I said, if you were going out trick-or-treating, I would actually not let you wear this dress. But because you're just going to a friend's, I'm not worried about it.
And it's sort of it's more of a play date than a...
But and with her response to me, by the way, was, why? You know, why? Because it's backless. I mean, you wear backless things all the time. I said, I'm 47 years old. Like, there's a difference.
You're like, don't worry. I'm going to be at the age where I can't wear that anymore either.
Right. I mean, soon, probably.
Right.
And so, you know, or my back brace will just take up whatever's backless. So it won't really matter.
Right. That's true. Yeah. You'll be like a turtle shell.
Yeah. I'll just be wearing the backless thing to make room for the brace.
Woo! Right.
You know, but my thing was more like, it's not, I'm not saying it looks slutty. I don't like that. I never use that word. I don't use whore. I don't use any words like that. It's inappropriate for your age because it makes you look much older than you are.
Right.
And emotions and your body are not the same.
Right. Celia, I think our audience knows that you and I are pretty big advocates of mental health care.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you are a licensed therapist. Yeah. And I am definitely a therapy lover myself.
I know this.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how therapy and being able to talk things out has helped me throughout my whole life really find something, meaningful and work through a lot of problems. Same. And I have to tell you, BetterHelp is out there doing that for people right now.
Yes.
They will assess your needs mm-hmm. and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating with them in under 48 hours.
Amazing.
Right. And it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is actual professional counseling and therapy done securely online from your home. You can stay safe with your stay-at-home orders. You uh-huh. can do all of that and still be working on your mental health. Ugh, especially so right now, it's so much. It's yeah. the holidays, which are always a hard time for people. Mm-hmm. People are isolated. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot going on right now. Yeah. And the best part is the service is available for clients worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which might not be locally available in many areas. So for people living, you know, all over the world or in, you know, places that are a little more rural where you can't get the mental health care that you might need, mm-hmm. BetterHelp is offering that solution. You will get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions by logging into your account anytime and sending a message to your counselor. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, which is really important because finding the right fit is key for really great therapy. So BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. And visit BetterHelp.com/say this. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So it's a special offer for Never Thought I'd Say This listeners. You can get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/say this. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/say this for 10% off your first month of therapy.
I love that.
As a woman who is, I'm super pro-feminist, pro, you yep. know, I like
same.
Against slut shaming, ownership of your body, like mm-hmm. do what you want, express yourself, all the stuff. Like, why are we, you know, and I do agree with that in some regard. What Harper said is like, why are you sexualizing everything? And it's like, it's hard because that's what we want to change.
Right.
You know, in the feminist movement is we are trying to change that preconception of, just because I'm wearing, you know, fishnets or shorts or this or that doesn't mean that I'm wearing it in order to gain the attention. But that is sort of the byproduct of it in this society. Right. And so it's trying to teach that balance. And it is, it's one of those things where it's like, look, when you're older and this is what you want, like, fuck it. Who cares? Like, you want to, you know, ride the subway with your tits out. I mean, it's illegal in most states, but I'm pretty sure in New York you can. So, you know, cool.
Or you do anyway.
Right. But it's trying to teach them like the control of that and the ownership of it and what comes along with that. And it's really, I think it's probably harder, not harder. It's a very different time in which we are raising our girls in that I don't want to shame them for expressing themselves and taking Absolutely. Pride in their body and, you know, they're young girls, but I don't want them to be ashamed of sex or ashamed of, you know, sexuality or anything like that. It's totally natural. But at the same time, right. it's like, oh my God, but not like,
Right.
It's a very fine line, I feel like, to walk.
It is a fine line. We talked about the difference between boys and girls. It was actually a really good conversation because, you know, she was like, she said something about how she just hates the word, you know, that the dad used the word slutty. And I was like, yeah, I do too.
It's right.
I don't use that.
I've heard that complaint from my girls at times too, about how older men use the term whore or bloody or this or that. And it feels, you know, inherently misogynistic and patriarchal when you say that to a young girl.
Yes. And of course, and it is, and there's not an equivalent of that, you know, and, you know, it was
for interesting boys, you mean.
For boys. Yeah. And I said to Harper, I said, listen, if I had a boy and he was 14 years old and it was Halloween and he came up dressed up like Magic Mike, I would say the same thing to him. That's not appropriate for your age. You're going to do that later, then fine. But at 14, you know, if he was wearing, you know, a dance belt with like, you know, dollar bills stuffed into it, then I'd probably be like, not appropriate. Like, it's that.
I mean, I'm going to go with that. Yeah. I'm going to say that's a line for sure.
Right. But it was interesting because then later, you know, I was talking.
But nobody would shame him.
No, I know. Exactly. And I was just going to say, so Justin and I were talking about that later on, like when I, you know, saw him and I was telling him and I showed him the costumes and because he was like, whoa, you know, when he saw how they were dressed. And I was like, yeah, what I said, but what, you know, they're, first of all, they're at their friend's house. Second of all, I said, who cares? Like, what, you wouldn't think that with a guy. And he, you know, right.
There would be a party with a bunch of boys with their shirts off and, you know, in high school and nobody's like, ooh.
Right. You know, and that's, you know, and that is something that I thought was kind of interesting. And then he actually made the point, cause I said, you know, something about, you know, how I hate the words, you know, sluts and whore and they're, you know, derogatory. Right. And he said something like, well, I mean, unless, you know, you take, you know, money for sex, then you're a whore. And I was like, actually, you're a sex worker.
Actually, you're a sex worker. I have friends that are sex workers and I'm
And
this is something that you and I've talked about is like being sex positive, healthy sexuality. You know, I actually just, someone that I'm friends with on Instagram, she goes by Thong Rhea on Instagram. And her name is Zoe. She just sent me her book called Carnal Knowledge.
Okay.
Amazing. And it's like the sex ed you never got in school. And she's an incredible, I love her personality. She's very fun. She'll take a picture of like three chins, you know, with her, you know, half naked or whatever. Super sex positive, super body positive, like doesn't filter her stuff. Is just like, this is it. And I love that. And like, that's the stuff that I'm trying to teach my girls in how to express themselves. It's like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's very positive.
Yep.
And and like taking away the stigma of sex work, you know,
which should be legal. Like I don't understand. And it was interesting because then Dustin was like, you know, so he was like, wait, is that a thing? Like you don't say, and I was like, no, it's sex workers. And he kind of like rolled his eyes. And I said, what are they called in Amsterdam? And he was like, sex workers. I was like, right. Cause it's a job.
Exactly. It's a job. That's what you do.
So it was an interesting, conversation. And certainly like, again, some of these,
but so important because it's like, how do we have these conversations with our daughters as they're growing up in this, you know, obviously tumultuous time, but in this time where feminism is really growing and shifting and, hold on. There's apparently like large, you know, military helicopters flying over.
Oh, I hear them over here too.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, trying to like teach them all of that in this world of feminist culture and as a woman who supports all of those things, but also who knows what it's like to be a woman and be sexualized at a young age and be, you know, and all of those things and what comes along with it. And it, you know, it's really about teaching our girls, I think, the power in their feminine energy, you know what I mean? What they have and that it's theirs and that's the ultimate decision. It's that, you know, it's yours, it's your body, but.
Right. You have to be emotionally mature enough to also understand what comes with that, which was more of my issue. Of course, then Lindsey Graham put out his statement about, you know, if you're a good Christian girl with Christian values, you know, you're accepted in this country. And then I was like, hey, you want my fish? Bill? You can have those. Like, I didn't really, but you know what I mean? Like I was just that's what I'm like, never mind. Fuck it all. Like that shit makes me, you know, goddamn crazy. But then she's Jewish. So I guess she doesn't count anyway.
That's all right. Us heathens and the Jews are fine. We're left out of Lindsey Graham's. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, that was, you know, I don't know. It was interesting to go. Halloween's my favorite holiday, as you know, it's like.
Mine too. And
I know, yours too.
That's why I was glad we at least did the pumpkin carving. Like that was fun. And Zoe, you know, actually she went over to her friend's house and they had such a good time. They had so much fun. I have a parenting fail story.
I know you do. I was going to ask if you're going to tell it.
I was thinking about it and then I was like, it's not like, nothing bad happened.
No, tell it.
It was a total parent mistake. So
by the way, my mom totally did it to me when I was a kid.
So Zoe went over and she was going to spend the night at her friend Lily's house. And then plans changed at around like, I don't know, 10 o'clock. They weren't going to do a sleepover. Zoe was going to come home. I was like, okay, I was heading to bed. Cause I am a fucking old lady at this point. So like past 9:30, I'm like, dude, I can't do this. I also have a dog that does not understand time change and likes to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're going to bed. But I told Zoe and her friend's mom, I said, I will leave the back door open for her and I'll lay down on the couch and wait for her to get home in an hour. She's coming back at like 11:30. I did not take into consideration the fact that I should also go look at the side yard gate,
right,
which is locked. And I thought it was unlocked because people had been coming and going through the gate. But when Zoe left to go ride bikes with her friend, Lily, she locked the gate behind them and went out the front door. I never checked it again and fell asleep on the couch and woke up and was like, oh my God, it's 12:30. Like, I'm thinking like, is she sitting outside? Is she like, it was the most horrific parent fail. And anyway, so I like, I woke up, I called.
I'm sure her parents didn't drop.
Exactly. No. And it's, and I know the mom, I know Sean, you know, it was fine. And she's like, oh my God, please. It's totally fine. But of course it's like when you forget to pick your kid up at school, cause like the schedule changed. Right. Or so, like, you're just like, oh my God.
Parent, yeah. You forget teacher conference. So weed leggings. That kind of thing.
I mean, yes, like that. We've all done it. We've all done it, but it feels so awful.
Yeah.
I was texting my mom. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, it's fine. They were going to spend the night, then they weren't. And now they are. It's totally cool. Lily's fine with it. Everybody's good. She's like, don't even worry about it. I was like, oh my. And then Zoe gets on the text and is like, hello, mom. Zoe reporting live here. Just so you know, everything's fine. Like, don't feel bad. It's all good. If you continue to feel bad, I'm going to send a something demon over to your house and, you know, blah, blah, blah. She was like, it's all good. Nighty night, mumsy. I was like, okay.
Well, good. I mean, the fact that she wasn't upset with you.
She goes, I locked the gate. She was like, it was open. I locked it and went out. I did it. And I was like, I know, but I should have checked. But she's like, mom. It's fine.
And that's the thing. Everyone was fine.
Everyone's fine. Everyone was fine. Nothing happened. Everyone was okay. But it's just that feeling of like, I am the worst parent in the world. And I had to share that because I always felt really guilty about it. Like, I felt really shitty. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, like that's the thing. Especially like right now when I feel like just schedules are so off and I feel like I'm constantly trying to get the kids onto.
I'm just glad I remember that I have children most of them. Well, like, oh, right. My name, there's kids, their names, got it. In this day and age, good. It's just basics. We're back to basics.
Well, this was the first year that first of all, again, I'm glad that you told that story because I'm sure there are people listening that are like, oh my God, thank God I'm not the only one. As we find all the
time. Right. We've all had that moment where we get the call from the school and they're like, school was at it, you know, noon today. You're like, oh my God, that's right.
It happens. I remember so many times that I ended up like being locked out. My mom would forget to pick us up for school. Stupid shit. We lived. This was the first year since I had kids that I didn't do any kind of group costume with them. Usually I forced them into doing something with me.
Well, we tried last year for...
We failed miserably for Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, yeah.
I failed miserably at that. Did I make them do something with me last year? I know that maybe it was the year before that I made them dress up with me, like Kiss, where I made Jamie Pokowinski do it with us.
Was the year before.
Usually I do some, and usually like I dress up kind of, even the year I failed, you know, with you, I still put green makeup on.
The year you failed with me, that's last year.
I fail with you all every day. I mean, like, you know, that's when I just put on the green makeup, like I really.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I wasn't going to dress up like at all. Like not even a little, which makes me sad because I actually really do like to dress up and I have a lot of fun costumes. Which leads me to
everyone Celia has an amazing story, which, by the way,
are we calling it amazing?
Hold on though. Let's just tie this room together here and realize that you told me this story because I texted you at 12:30 when I woke up and realized that I had left the gate locked. And I was like, I'm a fucking horrible parent. Oh yeah. My God, here's what I just did. And you were like, hold the phone. Here's what the fuck I just did. And in that moment, I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I thank you for sharing. And now it's time for you to share that story with everyone else.
Remember sex ed?
Remember gosh. Yes. And I'm getting to relive it through the kids now a little bit.
Exactly. Same here. And what you learn about in sex ed is to prevent pregnancy at all costs. But then when it comes to planning for pregnancy, it's kind of a little bit of a mystery, you know? I mean,
very true. Yeah. It's, you know, there's all this talk about like not getting pregnant, but then when you actually want to, there's not as much out there. Yeah.
I mean, you assume it's going to be really easy, but that's not always the case. So it's time for a new type of education that puts your reproductive goals front and center. That is why Modern Fertility was created. It's the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. I mean, that is not a lot of time to wait. And traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility only costs $159 to get the same information. And if you go to modernfertility.com/say this, you can get $20 off of your test.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's amazing. And also, if you've got an HSA or an FSA, you can use those dollars on Modern Fertility. I just love this because you'll get insight into how many eggs you have, your hormone levels, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-to-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps. I think this is so important because people think that, you know, it's really easy to get pregnant, and that's not always the case.
Right.
You should know, you know, stuff about your own hormones and, you know,
how. Absolutely. I mean, just like your own knowledge, you know, what are my hormone levels like? Are they low? Are they high? You know, there's all kinds of stuff just to know, even if you're not planning on getting pregnant.
Exactly. But if you do want kids today or, you know, even one day in the future, you need information to make the decision that's best for you. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/say this. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or even thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off of your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/say this. Again, that's modernfertility.com/say this.
First of all, I want to say it was a buildup, as everybody probably knows now, it was a buildup of things over.
It's never right. It's never the dishes. It's you know, everything else.
It was a buildup of things over a few days. That's, you know, okay. Actually, it's been a few fucking months, but
oh,
really.
Okay. We can see it's still there. Still building. Still so, fucking building.
Everything's fine now. Uh-huh. But I, honest to God, we knew, everyone knows, as much as I love Dustin's dog, Willa, I've been having some issues there.
The dog, I'm going to say this, the dog was there before you. This is the problem. She's like, this bitch is invading my space.
No, listen, my issues are not really with Willa. It's, you know, they're with Dustin and how he is with her. I have, you know, real strict, like, I think there's boundaries that pets should have personally. And I get it. Like, it's only been the two of them for a very long time, but there's things that I'm like, I don't want the dog on my clothing. I like really don't. Like, I wash my clothing.
You live with cats.
No,
you've got cat hair all over.
No, not like what I'm wearing. I mean, like when I have laundry and I've like folded my clothing and like it's sitting on the bed and I come in and she's sitting on the bed on my clothing, or, you know, that she likes to sleep on my pillow when I get up, that I don't let my cats do it. I don't want her to do it. Like, I don't like it.
That's hilarious to me that you're, that is the thing. Oh, that's the line.
A big thing. I really dislike it. Okay. I'll toss the cats off the pillow. I don't like dogs that beg. If I'm eating and a dog is like right here, it makes me nuts. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Now, usually if he sees her begging, he's like, you know, tells her to fuck off.
Right.
It's really, my bigger issue is like, well, there's two things. And one of them we hadn't even discussed.
Oh boy. So it all, there's more new information, breaking news.
But then I texted you something right after I texted it to you. And then I realized that, you know, you forgot what I texted you first. Cause I know
I was right.
I know I can't say.
Let's just get to the story first. Tell everyone what happened.
Two things. So we went up to Joshua Tree cause Dustin does some workout and Joshua Tree. So we'd gone up to Joshua Tree for a couple of days and we were actually like staying in an apartment part of the house. So it was just like, there's no place I could go. If, you know, I need to get away.
If the dog's on your clothes. Right.
Well, so that was the two things. Like she kept trying to jump on my expensive sweater that I had on a chair. She's like, kept wanting to be on the sweater. And I kept being like yelling at her.
Why don't you fucking hang the sweater up?
There was no place to hang it. That was my issue. So I piled my yoga mat and my yoga blocks on top of my stuff so that she could not get on there.
I just find this hilarious, by the way.
No, it pisses me off. It's a fucking expensive sweater. I just don't like it. And so in the middle of the night, I hear shit topple off. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Motherfucking dog.
And I like jump out of bed and she's doing the like digging like dogs do to make themselves comfortable and shit. So she's ruining
in the sweater. The
fucking sweater. And I'm like, God damn it, Willa, like, get the fuck off. I yell at her. He obviously wakes up. I'm like, I said, I can't fucking stand that. I throw the sweater on the floor in the closet and like close the door, which I didn't want it to be on the closet in the first place because there was shit all over the closet. It wasn't where we, you know, there's like construction stuff.
Got it,
in there.
Got it, got it.
Like, I was so ticked off about it. And what I was more ticked off about, honestly, was that at no point after that happened was he like, shit, hon, I'm so sorry. Like, I know that sucks. She's a dick. Like, you know, I'm sorry. If kid or my cat or something, you know, I'd say, fuck, I'm sorry. No, there's nothing. Like, he's just kind of like, oh, and goes back to bed. And I'm like, you know, I might murder you now. So then the other thing, she's old.
A dog in a sweater. All over,
oh. It gets worse.
I mean, so again, then, it's not the dog in the sweater, but okay.
It's not about the dog. So then, you know this. I hate snoring of any kind. I hate the sound. I have whatever that's called. Like
misophonia. I know. I do too, but snoring is not my trigger.
So snoring, loud chewing, nail
click. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it gives me horrible anxiety. It gives me rage. Like it makes me, honestly, I can't, I want to pull my hair out.
Yeah. That like shit in the microphone, the EM. No,
can't do it. I've told him this so many times and his dog fucking snores like a man. She is an 11-pound dog that wheezes and snores like a man to the point where sometimes I'm on the phone with him and I'm like, is Willa next to you snoring?
He's like, poor dog. She might have some sort of trachea problem.
Clearly she's got a deviated septum.
Right. Well, the dog's been doing a lot of cocaine.
I mean, a lot. So she, you know, he had been working all day. I've been working all day. We hadn't seen each other. We finally see each other. We like lay down on the bed to like do a couple things before we go to dinner. She gets up on the bed. It's another pet peeve of mine, but whatever. And falls asleep, you know, on the bottom of the bed and just starts snoring so loud that I can't concentrate on billing my clients or like doing fucking anything.
Right.
Because the snoring makes me so ragey. And he knows that. And so I sort of, you know, I'm like, I said, oh my God, I can't deal with the snoring. And his response is not, oh shit, that's right. Let me move her off the bed to the other side of the bed and I'll turn on the TV or some music. His response to me is, you know, she doesn't know she's doing it right. I'm like, you know, I'm going to punch you in the face now. Right. Like, I'm like, yes, I understand that the dog doesn't know that she's snoring, but do you understand that I honest to God can't handle this sound? Like I can't handle it, you know, and he just kind of shrugs at me. So like 5 seconds later, I just went, okay, I'm going to go. I have to go outside. I said, I have to go build my clients outside. I can't stay in here. And I haven't seen him all day. So, and he just kind of looks at me. He's like, okay. And I think that's when I texted you. And I might have said, I almost said to him, but didn't. Maybe you want to teach your dog how to suck your dick.
Wow.
I didn't say that. I just texted it to you. Okay. You said, I highly discourage you saying that out loud.
One of my wiser moments. I said, please. I remember this now. I was like, don't say that.
And I said, I didn't. I'm saying it to you, but I'm mad.
Okay.
You were like, great. Right. So that sort of escalated and it happened again later that night. I ended up, no shit, couldn't sleep. So angry at him. Just angry at the world, got my yoga mat and took it into the bathroom and fucking lay down on the bathroom floor and slept there for like 3 hours on my yoga mat because I couldn't fucking stand it.
Yes. You are a child.
I couldn't hear that. I couldn't sleep because of the stupid fucking snoring dog.
Can't you, don't, is there white noise? Is there,
get it sleep was out? On, I could still hear her. I'm not joking.
I mean, this is, you know. I get it. I my boyfriend is a very, very light sleeper.
Yeah, I'm
a nerd. Once, like, I can't, I have a ton of trouble falling asleep, but once I am asleep, that's it.
Yeah.
And so I, like, make weird clicking noises, and there's definitely that. And so does the dog, apparently. Like, it's, I don't know, it's in my throat, whatever. And so there have definitely been moments when I've woken up, and I'm like, oh, he's not here. And he was like, you and the dog. It was, like, in stereo on each side, and I was going to lose my mind.
Yes. So. See, I feel his pain.
I understand. Right. But he didn't sleep on the floor. But I get that there was
I didn't have anywhere else to go. Obviously, he realized, you know, a few hours in, he like tried to get me to come back in. I'm like, no, I was so angry at him. The next morning, I don't know. It just because all of it. So the next morning, he like sat down. I said, listen, it's your lack of empathy for me. Like you act like I'm being over. He may have actually said I was being over dramatic. Let me tell you, that didn't go over well for him. I was
because
like,
because you were laying on the floor of the bathroom on your yoga mat
because of how I react with the snoring.
Got it. I get it. I understand the overreaction to particular sounds because I do it too. Like if someone near me is chewing a banana, that's it. I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Why would you say that? That's awful.
No, it's awful.
Like a gummy sound. Ugh.
But dogs doing it and babies chewing are cute.
Yes. Yeah,
adult humans, not so much.
Anyone do it. Yeah. See, and like he's said that to me, he's like, her snore is cute. I'm like, it's not, like, it's not me. Like, and so I was like, it's kind of your lack of empathy and you're sort of like, get over it. I'm like, she's the dog. I'm the person. Can we, you know, I was like, I want you just to say to me like, hey, I know that sucks for you. Like, let's find a way to make things work out better as opposed to just like,
can the dog get a CPAP machine?
Emily asks an excellent question. Why can't the dog sleep in another room? Yes, Emily, I would like to know that exact same question.
Well, you were in like a one room, apartment thing, right?
Well, in that case, yes, but it's at his house too. I had to point out to him the other day in the almost year we've been dating, we have slept.
You got to crate the dog.
We have slept in his bed one time, one fucking time.
What?
Alone together. The dog is in always. And it, I don't know, Emily, it's not allowed. She has a dog bed room.
Here's the thing. That's most dogs. I get that. It is hard when the person has had a dog for a while before you got there to reteach the dog new behavior.
And reteach the Dustin the behavior.
Well, yes.
This has been working out for him.
Well, that's the thing. It's a change in pack order.
Yes. Well, and that leads me to the next part.
To the next conversation, which is... Fantastic.
You started it, to be fair.
Fuck you. I did not start it.
Yes, you did. When I made the comment.
Don't drag me into your crazy.
You fueled my crazy.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to.
I know you didn't. But I said to you, after I made the comment to you about the dick sucking.
Sorry.
I said, if that dog could fuck him, I swear to God it would. And your response to me was, well, absolutely, because they're pack animals. And
that's right. They're the alpha male. Issa is obsessed with Mescal, like obsessed. And like sometimes if I'm kissing him, she'll like want to come over and sit in the middle of us. And I'm like, bitch, move.
Yeah.
Right. But it's different because she was introduced to us, not me introduced to that. Right.
Right.
But it is true. They look at them as the alpha male, the leader, the bringer of food, you know, all of that stuff.
And listen, I spent a lot of time with Will. I love Will. It's not that. But she 100%, if Dustin leaves the room for even 10 seconds, she like whines.
That's all dogs. That's dogs because they follow the pack leader.
Obsessed.
Fine. You're a cat person. This is the thing. You are a cat person. Dogs are inherently very different.
Because cats hate everybody, and most of the time, so do I. So we relate at a very awesome level. And cats are just a lot less needy.
Hey, Jody, do you know what our fans agree with me about these days?
Not much.
Maybe that's the case, but they definitely agree about one thing, and that's that you should have already gotten me a love book. We're getting actual messages about the fact that enough already, Hanukkah is coming, and Celia needs a love book from Jody. That is a true story. And I agree with them because, as you know, Love Book is a personalized gift that helps people express feelings that might be difficult to say out loud.
I don't like saying a lot of my feelings out loud, but I have been the recipient of a Love Book and they're quite special and meaningful. I read mine all the time. Mescal gave me one and I reread it all the time.
Yeah, because they're awesome. I mean, most customers actually use a love book to revisit their fondest memories or to list the reasons why they love someone, like, you know, because she's your best friend. Love books are completely customizable, though, and people can use them however they like. You can, you know, like you said, get one for your partner, you know, for your kids. I made, you know, love books for my kids. They thought they were awesome. And they're a great Christmas gift or a Hanukkah gift, as, you know, our fans have pointed out for maybe your podcast host. I'm just saying, you know, little hints.
Got it.
And, you know, you can create characters that look just like yourself and the recipient. You know, we can make the features that match them. You can dress them. You can put them
So I can create you?
You can create me and put me in an outfit you've always wanted me to wear. You can give me a...
Oh, okay. Title.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this would be the best gift ever. And, you know, while customers have the option to personalize each page, and you should do that as much as they like with, you know, their express option, you can create a book in just a few minutes. Yeah. It really doesn't take very much, Jody. I don't know what the holdup is. Neither do our fans. Love books are the perfect gift for any occasion, but especially for anniversaries, birthdays, Christmas, and again, Hanukkah. So if you would like to create a love book, and you should, visit lovebookonline.com/say this to receive a special 20% discount only for our listeners. Again, that's lovebookonline.com/say this.
So you said that to me. I'm later when we, you know, he and I were joking about the whole, you know, me having to leave and after we had our, you know, fight, I said to him, you know, something to the effect of like, well, it's not my fault your dog wants to fuck you. And he was like, oh my God, you know, he started laughing, but he was like, that's gross. He said, no, it's like a parent child relationship. I said, not to her. It's not, that's not how dogs think. And he was like, and he was laughing, but he was like, cannot believe you just said that. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I found something that I know can actually get under your skin. Brace yourself. That ain't going away. The next time the dog gets in between the two of us, because same thing, she does that too. I will bring it up again. And he was like, I can't. He couldn't process it. Fine. Right. Halloween comes around. And, you know, since the kids were away, you know, at their friends, you know, he was like, well, why don't you come up here and we'll, you know, I'll make you dinner. And I was like, okay, cool. And jokingly, I was like, would you like me to bring a costume? Because I have a lot. And he knows I have a Fifth Element costume with the wig on and everything. So he was like, that one. And I knew he was kidding, but I was like, fuck that, I'm packing that one. So I packed it. And after we had dinner, we're hanging out, watching a movie, little Sean Connery tribute, because, you know, he passed away. He went to go, he was washing the dishes and I was like, I'm going to go and change into the costume. So when he comes back out, I'll be in the costume. So I did that. We'll just say he liked the costume.
we'll just leave it at a general, right. Yes.
And like, we went
over well.
Went over well. Yes. And then I kept the wig on because he was like, that wig is so cute on you. Like, keep it on. And I was like, and I do like that wig. It's funny and orange and whatever. And I had it on and we're sitting there and he turns to me at one point and he just like very sweetly, he was like, you look really sexy. I said, thank you. Gets up maybe 10 minutes later, kind of trips a little bit over Willa because she's underfoot and says, ooh, I'm so sorry, babe. Which is what he calls me. And I went, did you just call your dog babe? And he knew he was fucked. Like, he just looked at me and was like, I mean, no. And I went, did you? And he was like, well, I mean, it's just, you know, a thing of affection, blah, 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 blah. And he's just trying to explain it away. I'm going to also preface that I may have had some sake. I now know maybe I shouldn't have sake anymore. My response was, I stood up, I pulled off the wig, I threw it on the coffee table and kind of at him. And I said, well, why don't you put the wig on the dog? Because she clearly wants to fuck you anyway. And then I stormed out.
You threw the wig and you said, the dog wants to fuck you. Put the wig on the dog. That, I mean, there's just so much gold in that fucking crazy. And again, not my direct. I didn't say to do that.
I know, but you agreed that the dog wanted to fuck him. And so since you agreed with it, I feel like we are gonna get
so many emails about dog behavior from this. Like, we're gonna, and by the way, I'll have you know, I told Mescal the story.
Oh no.
And he was like, what the fuck? And then we actually had to look up, we like looked up the question, like, do my girlfriend is jealous of my dog? And you okay. believe I how many people I know. Out there are have this
problem. I looked it up.
It was insane.
It really came down to, and it actually led us to a very good conversation about our relationship. One of the things was he pointed out exactly like you did, which I had not thought about. Listen, it's been him and the dog for 11 years. I'm the most serious relationship he's ever had.
Yeah, 11 years. That's a long time. That's a long pattern.
Yeah, and you know, what I was trying to find at the heart of why I got so upset, other than, you know, again, he calls me babe and now you're calling your fucking dog babe. I don't, you know. And by the way, it may have been the next morning that he said, hey, babe, do you want some coffee? I said, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me or the dog? I just want to clarify.
Sweet fucking right. Jesus Christ.
I know. I kind of had to be done. And then, but we talked about that. And I basically it came down to this. I said, you know, I think my issue here is what I know is two things. I was like, one, I need there to be better boundaries with the dog. And I've not been good about saying that because I don't want to piss you off and I don't want you to think I don't like your dog. I do. I need there to be better boundaries than okay. that. When it's your house and she's all over your stuff,
right.
That's fine. It's your house, your stuff. Same as when, you know, I'm at a friend's house and their kid's like running amok. It's their house. It's right. their parents. When she's at my house though, the same shit happens. And I'm like, I need there to be better boundaries with that. And I need, you know, you to take into account that while maybe you don't care if she's on your pillow, I care that she's on mine. Like,
right. please. The problem is that dogs don't know the difference.
Well, yes, that's but you can move problem, things. Right. And, you know, it's like pick things up, make sure.
Right.
Can we please have her sleep on the dog bed from time to time? That would be nice. Right. You know, and he was like, he heard me.
Right.
But my bigger issue honestly was, I said, you know, it's really not that I'm jealous of the dog. I'm jealous that a lot of the time I feel like he's very, I'm sure he's thrilled I'm having this conversation. And if he listens to this podcast, I'd care. but he doesn't, you know, it's that, I find he has an easier time being, you know, affectionate to the dog, even just telling the dog how he feels about the dog, than he does to me.
Of course, the dog is not threatening. The dog, right. the dog can't say anything back. The dog won't abandon him. The dog
right, won't right, him. Right, exactly.
It's all and, you know.
Right, it's and I get that, and you know, but a year in, it's like okay, we got to kind of yeah. like learn how to talk to each other.
I mean, look, how old is Willa?
11.
He
says that all the time.
Couple years.
He says it to me all the time, whenever I'm
old. About it,
he's, be all right. like, he's gonna die soon. Like, you'll be around. You know. although to be fair, I think my sister thought she'd outlive her dog and she didn't. So you never know. But my point
that was a bright spot in this story.
No, it's, you know, I do think it's that though. And I think women in general, like I'm sure that's why the girlfriend jealous of my dog thing came up, is that men do have, and you know, yeah, a way to, they can be really affectionate with something that,
like, doesn't, you said, talk back, right?
It doesn't talk back, and you're not worried that, you know, you're going to lose them necessarily, or not say the right thing or whatever.
Right.
It's easier.
Yeah.
Get that. But I also, you know, I feel like now in our 40s, if we're going to be in a serious relationship, like, learning to be, to have words of affirmation, if that's your love language.
Right.
And I'm, you know, listen, I'm, as you know, emotionally withholding a lot too. So it's hard. I'm like, here I am, like, trying very hard to,
right,
you know, do this different. And so I think that's, you know, we came to the conclusion that was, you know, sort of more at the heart of it.
Got
it. You know, that, and he can't ever call me babe again was sort of the final line.
Can't call you babe or the dog?
You can call the dog babe. I don't care. I'm abandoning that now.
Oh my God.
I'm done. But yes, I did throw a wig at my boyfriend and told him that his dog, to put it on his dog because she wants to fuck him. I said that. I did that. Yep. Yeah. So if anyone wants to write some sort of advice about how to,
yeah, train. Never thought you'd say that. I bet.
No.
Not at all. Yeah. Oh, well, that is an epic Halloween story, I must say. I mean, it's
embarrassing, but I knew I had to tell, like, I was like, fuck it, I'll tell it.
You gotta tell. This is, it's a great story. And it's, you know, again, judging by the amount of people on the internet that have asked this question, you are not alone.
I'm not proud of it, by the way. Like, I'm not even a jealous
person. But that's why we talk about it. We talk about the moments we're not proud. We do that all the time. I was not proud of not checking the side gate and my kid had to spend the night at her friend's. Like, those are things that you're not proud of, but they all happen. And it's, you know.
You said to me, when I wrote that to you, when I said the story or whatever, and by the way, I totally knew you'd tell Mescal that, that I did it, which is fine. All you said back, I said, you know, I was like, so there's that, I think I win. And you wrote back and you're like, yeah, you definitely win. I mean, I don't know what you win, but there's something.
I don't know what, but something. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what I win either.
And can I tell you that all I want to do right now is find a small wig that would fit the dog and give it to you as a present. That's all. Actually give it to Dustin. Like, I just want to find a little mini, like, orange wig from the Fifth Element that can be put on the dog.
Please, that would be the most.
It would. That would bring me so much joy. And then we'd have to take a picture of Willa in it and post it. So, you know, I'm just saying, anybody out there that happens to, like, have doll wigs or, yeah, anything like that, or have an idea for us about how to make this,
right,
let me tell you, we would do it. We would put, yep, it on the dog, and we, in, would put that fucking picture. Absolutely. It could be her OnlyFans page, because I'm sure, you know. Oh, wow.
I hope he doesn't choose now to start listening to this show.
Oh, he will. Don't worry. This will backfire immensely. Even more so than it did when you threw the wig.
Probably.
Yeah. By the way, wait, mm-hmm, hold on. In the chat while we're recording, Rachel just sent us a curly wig for dogs. You can find dog wigs. So,
Rachel, I don't want her to have a curly wig like me. We're already having a problem, apparently, distinguishing, right, me from the dog. We need a short red orange wig.
Maybe, like, what if you dressed up like the dog?
You know what? Then I bet I would get a lot more attention.
Yep.
Here we have. Yep. We have okay, Rachel's sending us a whole bunch of
wigs. It's a Donald Trump wig for dogs, basically. Well, political billionaire dog wig.
That would probably work, honestly.
I love it.
It's a little dog.
So I love it.
Hang down low enough, and,
well, there we go. Dogs and wigs. Yeah. That, I feel like it's 2020. Fuck it. We're ending this with dog wigs.
Dog wigs. I'm in it.
I'm in. Yep. I'm all in for dog wigs.
I've said some horrible things in today's podcast. I know we usually tell our guests before they come on, like, if there's anything awful that you said, you know, let us know. We can always try and take it out. I just want to, like, say to Emily right now, like, maybe we need to say over the last half hour of this podcast, because I've just.
No, this is gold. It's gold. And I appreciate your honesty, Celia, and your willingness to tell. Emily just said in the group chat, denied. Yep. Thanks, Em. This is what our fucking show is us making fools of ourselves and then talking about it. So,
well,
I appreciate, I really, you for it, giving us an excellent episode, Celia.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, if you would like to follow us on social media so that you can see pictures of dogs in wigs, or if you'd like to send us pictures of dogs in wigs, or said this wigs at all. You can follow us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This. You can follow me at Jody Sweeten on Instagram and Twitter, and at the Celia Behar on Instagram. Yeah. Are you on Twitter?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I am. I think it's the same. I don't know how to use Twitter, but I don't know how to.
And also, if you want to email us about, you know, how to take care of dogs or any of that.
Or how you're jealous
of them, or how to deal with your dog.
I'm not as crazy as I sound in this episode. Please.
Yes, she is. She totally is. But if you want to email Celia and make her feel better, then go ahead and do that. Our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. Please send us your messages. Make us feel better about our parenting fails and our wig throwing.
And our pet fails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just our fails all around, really. Yeah. And you guys, remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or your boyfriend's dog.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.